Okay, we are now reconvening, and the next item is Forest Trust Land Advisory Committee testimony, and I understand that we don't have formal testimony today, but we do have Commissioner Tucker has signed up with one of the Forest Trust Land counties, so we're happy to have you here today.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Sure.
So thank you for letting me come and speak today. I am Will Tucker, a Linn County Commissioner. I've been on the Council of Forest Trust Lands. Let me turn my phone off before it starts ringing. COVID-19, or we're calling it Corona, is killing my phone today. I serve on the Council of Forest Trust Lands. I represent a group of counties. I was voted in November for my sixth term, representing Benton, Lincoln, Polk, Marion, and Linn counties. And so last month, there were some questions of Chair Yamamoto and his attempts to speak for the diversity of opinions of the counties. And that's hard because he has the majority support of the voting members. As I believe I represent those five counties, I can't always vote knowing that I have all five counties behind me. And so as issues come up, I will test with the counties to represent that I'm speaking in their mind, but I'm not always speaking. I can tell you that Benton County does not agree with Linn County. And in fact, if we could put border crossings with passports required sometimes, I think we would between the two counties. We're that different. But I believe that Chair Emerson, I believe that Chair Yamamoto does speak on behalf of the majority of the counties. And doesn't speak in half the majority of the people who are on the Council of Forest Trust Lands. Chair Yamamoto has always accepted and considered my comments and issues in his testimony, and he is much softer than I would be as he speaks on an issue to you. So I ask your indulgence for a second because I wanted to speak now not as a member of the Forest Trust Lands Advisory Committee, but as a county commissioner in a county that believes they have a contract with you. That we believe you're a contract with us to manage our lands. I don't come to all of your meetings. I watch almost all of them on TV, which is nice of you to put them up, and thank you so much for doing that. But I'm always, always, always interested in the action of the Board of Forestry. I'd like you to consider the rulings of multiple court opinions over the years. So forget the current one. I know that's going to go through the Court of Appeals. I know it's going to go to the Supreme Court, but there's two other court cases before that, called Tillamook 1, Tillamook 2, and both of those pertained to Linn County, and we were the ones that were the crazy yahoos that lived down there over the border. You actually have a river, maybe you should put a crossing guard up at this Willamette. But the rulings of the previous court cases have set forth an understanding of the relationship between counties and the Board of Forestry as a special relationship that's been expressed as a special contract, that there was an offer, an acceptance, and has for many years been performance. The contract is to manage our lands for the benefit of the counties, taxing districts, and the Oregon Department of Forestry. When asking Chair Yamamoto about responding to the local level on climate change, I represent, and I believe I represent Linn County when I say that we believe that cutting trees in a sustainable manner that includes reforestation, compliance with federal laws and the Oregon Forest Practices Act, is one of the ways Linn County works continually to convert carbon to trees, sequestering the carbon in that timber, producing clean air and forest products with our lands managed by the Board of Forestry. And we thank you for that. So today, tomorrow, and into the future, I believe I can tell you that Linn County is considering doing the right thing for the economy, the ecology, and the citizens of Linn County in Oregon. And I just felt the last time there was a little bit of angst with Chair Yamamoto, and I wanted you to know that he does speak for my county. He does speak for the region that I represent, and I greatly appreciate his calmness where I might be more responsive. I thank you.
Well, thank you. Any questions? Great. Appreciate your coming. Thank you.